Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. Once again, this is my show. I talk about movies, sometimes movie scripts, a little bit of poetry here and there, and I also conduct interviews with people in different professions. First of all, happy Halloween, everyone. I hope everyone is having a wonderful start of the Halloween. I am seeing some people wearing some cool costumes, not as many as I anticipated to see, but I think that's because classes are still going on right now. I bet in a couple hours, the costumes will begin to trickle in a lot more, and I am very, very excited to see the variety and creativity that many of you guys are probably going to put into your costumes. For those of you who do not have costumes like me, that is fine. I believe that every one of you is as special as anyone else, and you do not need to dress up to enjoy Halloween. You know, there's always different opportunities, like going trick-or-treating, depending on how old you are, or I guess trick-or-treating does not have an age limit. Or you can come down to CITR at 7:30 p.m. and participate in the party that we will be having tonight. Yes, I said it. There is a Halloween event that is going to go on tonight at CITR in the station at 7:30. It'll go on till 10 p.m. tonight. You do not need to stay for the whole party. There's going to be a couple activities that we'll be holding throughout the 3 hours or ish time that we have. And I believe that it's going to be a very, very exciting time. Anyone is invited. You do not need to be involved with CITR in any type of fashion. Just come on down, see what we have to offer, and have fun. Halloween is a time to dress up, eat some candy, talk with some friends, meet new people. It's a very great holiday for everyone. Or I don't even know if it's a holiday since we are all going to work and school. Speaking of school, I hope everyone is having a wonderful time. We're over halfway the semester, so we are almost there. I hope midterms went well for you all. I know some students have midterms coming up either today or in a couple days. I wish you the best of luck. I believe that if you study hard enough, you will get the result that you wish to get. And for an announcement for today's show, I am going to maybe discuss a couple movies that I've watched recently. Some movies that I'm looking forward to watching. And I actually want to talk about some stories regarding Halloween, how I used to celebrate Halloween. I'm sure that most of you guys have your own way in how to enjoy Halloween to the fullest. But in my particular situation, I had some different things that I did throughout all the Halloweens that I have participated in. Sadly, though, although I was thinking about dressing up for Halloween today or this year, I did not. However, maybe I'll put in a bit more thought into what kind of costume I will be wearing next Halloween. And maybe I will dress up then and experience Halloween with a fuller spirit, I guess. All right, so before we get into everything, let's begin with the station ID, maybe some ads and some PSAs, and we will get on with the show. Enjoy, everyone, and I will be right with you guys shortly. Here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
February 24th marks 1 year since Russian full-scale war against Ukraine and 9 years of Ukrainian resistance against Russian invasion and imperialism. 1 year full of unimaginable horror and extreme resiliency. We at the Ukrainian Student Union at the University of British Columbia would like you to remind that the war is not over. Ukrainians are still suffering. Please consider donating to the government organization United 24, launched by the President of Ukraine, as the main venue for collecting donations to cover the most pressing needs. Visit u24.gov.ua for more details. Glory to Ukraine!
And we are back. For those of you who have just joined in, my name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. So for today's episode, as I mentioned, I will be sharing some of my Halloween stories throughout all the years that I have actually celebrated Halloween. For those of you who have a different way of how to experience Halloween to the fullest, please feel free to call the number 604-822-2487 and call live in the studio right now and have a very wonderful conversation with me. After I share some of my stories, I will also turn a couple songs on related to Halloween, because there's nothing better than listening to the Halloween spirit or vibe through your ears instead of hearing my voice for the next 45 or so minutes. Okay, so beginning off with the story, I actually, fun fact about me, have never been trick-or-treating before ever in my whole entire life. And honestly, I feel like I'm a bit too old now at the age of 19 and third year in university to actually go out, knock on people's doors and yell trick or treat and get some candy. I really wish that I had the experience of going trick or treating with my friends, you know, late at night. I don't know how long that process takes or how long you can go trick or treating for, but it seemed like a very cool experience. I've seen it a lot in movies and shows. But it's, you know, but it happens to be that I've never been trick-or-treating before. So what did I do during Halloween? I went to church. And so I would go to church and there would be a bunch of games that we could all participate in for candy. It was really, really fun. I honestly wouldn't take back that experience because it was truly, truly amazing. I remember it to this day. I'd have to say I got as good of a variety of candies through that experience, compared to, I guess, trick-or-treating. I think I got all the candy that I needed to get. It was really, really fun. Obviously going trick-or-treating with your friends seems exciting. Playing some games and participating in activities for candy is also a very, very fun thing to do, especially as a person who is competitive. You know, I love to participate in certain games and win. So I would go to church, participate in a bunch of games, and win a bunch of candy. Now, here is where the spooky part comes up. During my time in the church, there was one specific year that I remember very vividly to this day that possibly costed a couple nights, if not weeks, of nightmares that I have experienced through that one incident. I don't remember if it was a specific or what day it was. It might have been a couple days before, maybe a couple days after Halloween, but it was definitely in that time. we used to have a big yard in the church. And so there was a blackberry tree there. It was big enough for us to kind of run a little bit. You know, we were kids back then. So we would run, hang out there sometimes. You know, there were kids that would pick blackberries, even adults. Parents would pick blackberries, eat some of them. I've never tried it, but they said that it was good. But you know, it was all good. The event in the church during that Halloween time happens at night. In my understanding, it was around 7 p.m., 8 p.m., so it was quite dark. After we finished up a couple games, me, my brother, and a couple friends, we went to the yard just to, you know, take some air, walk around a little bit. But the yard is kind of, it's blocked with a fence. So it's basically like a house yard, but much bigger. And there are houses over the fence, just like, you know, any other yard that you see in other houses. The thing is, when we went out to the yard, someone, I still don't know who it was, but was wearing one of the Scream masks, which I have to say was probably one of the most popular costumes in my elementary and middle school years. There were a lot of kids that would wear that costume, or definitely at least one or two people that would come with that costume. It was not scary, but I'd say, you know, because it is, you know, originated from the comedy movie called Scream, if I remember correctly. And so, anyways, somebody was wearing a Scream mask with the black coat, I guess you can say, and poked his head over the fence. And keep in mind, we were kids and we were small. The fence towered over us very, very easily. But the Scream mask, that dude went over. I don't even know how he climbed up the fence. Maybe it was lower than I thought. But he poked his head over the fence with the Scream mask and kind of just stood there. We were all so scared. I think we all immediately, if not just stayed for a bit, and ran back into the church. And that costed me a couple nights, again, if not weeks, of nightmares. And I do not want to remember that incident ever again. Speaking of Halloween costumes, I think the most exciting costume that I ever wore was a superhero. It was either Superman or Spider-Man. You know, I've always wanted to try something exotic. I just never had the chance to kind of, you know, actually purchase a very, very unique costume. I think one of the best or most unique costume that I've ever seen in real life was the dinosaur one. I don't know if anyone else has seen it before, but there were a lot of people that also did that costume as well in school. I think it's operated with like an air blowing thing. I'm sure there's some sort of motor that actually keeps the costume fluffy, like a bouncy castle. And so it's basically a whole dinosaur suit that you wear, and you basically just walk around with that suit. And I thought that was a pretty cool costume. I don't know. I don't see any here at UBC, but if anyone does, you'll know how cool it is. And I don't know if the costume itself is going to be as hot, I guess, compared to a mascot's costume, because I know those ones get a little heady. But the dinosaur costume, since it's operated with basically 95% air and everything else is just a very thin fabric, I think it shouldn't be as hot as you think it would be. So that is my scary story during my Halloween experience. It wasn't the best, but, you know, things happen in Halloween. I think sometimes scary things do give you some memorable memories, even though if it did give you some nightmares, I guess you can laugh about it after a couple of years later, just like me. Okay, so after we come back from a couple more ads and PSAs, I will begin with a couple songs related to Halloween, and I will share a couple more experiences about Halloween, maybe talk about some candies that I enjoyed eating, why I guess I stopped eating candy and what I started eating after it. All those juicy details I will get through right after the ads. So here we go and enjoy.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art Programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient, drone, field recordings, and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fails, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
And welcome back, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. So, I was speaking about Halloween, the scary experience that I experienced in one of the Halloweens out of probably 15 or 16 that I actually celebrated. I hope everyone's Halloween is going well. As I mentioned, there aren't a lot of costumes that I have seen throughout the campus today at UBC, but I am very, very excited to see a lot more variety of what kinds of costumes everyone has prepared for this day. Okay, so one other announcement that I would love to make is my friend, who is a theater major at Douglas College, is performing a play. I believe it's called To Please the Audience, and it is held in Laura C. Muir Performing Arts Theater at New Westminster. So please, for those of you who love to enjoy watching some real-life theater, because I definitely do, I really, really enjoy some real-life theater. It gives you an experience far more engaging than watching a movie in a theater. You know, the performers are right in front of your eyes. You know what? I'm very excited for this. I'm going to go this Friday at 7:30 p.m., there are tickets that you could buy from the website, I believe. My friend put up in his story where to buy the tickets. For those of you who are interested in watching a play, a theater, please either contact me for the information of where to get the tickets, and I would happily be able to share that information. And yeah, if you are interested in watching a play, please go ahead. Okay, so Halloween is a very fun time of the year.
I think everyone has a lot of fun either dressing up or going to clubs, dancing, all that. I guess, you know what, I did say that I didn't dress up for Halloween this year, but I guess I did because there was an event that I participated in last Friday that was Barbie themed. And so I dressed up the best I could as Ken. And I think, you know, I guess that counts as a costume. I mean, I did try to dress up as pink as I could, a little bit of light blue here and there. I couldn't color my hair blonde. I don't know if that's a Ken thing or if it was just from Ryan Gosling in the movie. But I did try my best dressing up as Ken. I don't know if I did a great job. I think I did okay for a person who hasn't dressed up in a very, very long time. It was at the club called Fortune. It was a Barbie-themed club, but it seemed like everyone kind of dressed up however they wanted. I guess I thought it was a very strict, you know, dress code policy where you have to dress up as either Barbie or Ken or some sort of Barbie themed color. But, you know, there were pirates, there were, Buzz Lightyear, I think, from Toy Story, astronauts, bunnies, a lot of variety of costumes that came in to the Barbie themed event at the club at Fortune. It was in Vancouver, but, you know, I was a bit thrown off because I thought everyone was going to come very, very pink and light blue, but it seemed like there were a lot of costumes that I was not expecting, which, you know what, it was very, very exciting to see. You know, I feel like as you get older, you get more and more creative with your costumes. You catch more detail in what you wear, you know, how you do your makeup, what kind of fabric to use. All those sorts of stuff, I think you get a bit more creative with as you age. Or as I picked up, that's some of the things that I realized. The quality of costumes really, really tend to go up through the years. Because I think there's a lot of people that make their own costumes with clothes that they have at home, with, they sew things up or cut things up. And really, you know, make that detail. You know, they sell fake blood. You could put on a mustache or you can draw, you know, on your face. Obviously with things that you could erase because that wouldn't be a very good experience if you put something on your face and it doesn't come off. But yeah, you know, that's what I love about Halloween is that people get really creative with their designs, with the type of costumes they wear, how they, you know, wear it, or what kinds of details they can add to it. Which again is another interesting thing for me is that everyone has a different interpretation in the costume that they're making, or the costume or the character, I guess, that they want to dress up as. Because everyone can dress, you know, 10 people can dress up as pirates, but everyone can have a different type of design, which is something that is very interesting to me. Because that shows what, you know, people, what differences people have in viewing that certain character, what values certain people emphasize in a character. It's a very interesting thing to observe in Halloween, which is one of the highlights that I would pick out in this day. Once again, I would like to point out that CITR is hosting a party/event tonight at 7:30 p.m. called Scaryoke. It's going to be a very, very exciting time. There's going to be karaoke, movies, candy. You know, we decorated the station, so it's going to look very, very great. Anyone is welcome to come and enjoy their Halloween time here. It's really going to be a very, very fun experience. If you aren't doing anything tonight, come on down to the station. You know, if you have a late class, finish it, come on down to the station. It goes till 10 p.m. So you will have a pretty big gap on when you can visit the station and enjoy the Halloween spirit. All right, so before we get on to some different topics for today's show, I am going to turn on a song related to Halloween. It is, the first one is called Tears to Shed. It is a song from the movie Corpse Bride that came out. And I hope you guys enjoy. I'm sure this is a familiar song to you all. And here we go.
Ten a penny. You've got so much more. You've got a wonderful personality.
What does that wispy little brat have that you don't have, Double?
She can't hold a candle to the beauty of your smile.
How about a pulse?
Overrated by a mile.
Overvalued.
Overblown. If he only knew the you that we know.
And that silly little creature isn't wearing his ring.
And she doesn't play piano.
Or dance.
Or sing.
No, she doesn't compare.
But she still breathes air.
Who cares? Unimportant.
Overrated.
Overblown. If only he could see how special you can be. If he only knew the you that we know.
If I touch a burning candle, I can feel the pain. If you cut me with a knife, it's still the same. And I know a heart is beating, and I know that I am dead. Yet the pain here that I feel, try and tell me it's not real. And it seems that I still have a tear to shed.
Feature from that little creature is that she's alive.
Overrated.
Overblown.
Everybody knows that's just a temporary state, which is cured very quickly when we meet our fate.
Who cares?
Unimportant.
Overrated.
Overblown.
If only he could see how special you can be. If he only knew the you that we
I can feel no pain. In the ice or in the sun, it's all the same. Yet I feel my heart is aching, though it doesn't beat, it's breaking. And the pain here that I feel, try and tell me it's not real. I know that I am dead, yet it seems that I still have some tears to shed.
That was the song called Tears to Shed that came out in the movie Corpse Bride. Speaking of Halloween movies, Corpse Bride, you cannot miss it. It is an absolute classic. For those of you who haven't seen the movie, please go ahead, see what it's about. It is really, really great. For those of you who have been following my show from the beginning, you will all know that I'm a huge, huge fan of rom-com. Rom-com is just a genre that I am obsessed with. The most amount of movies that I consume are rom-coms. And I'd have to say that the romance aspect in Corpse Bride is very sweet. The animation is done very well. I really would recommend this movie to anyone. It is a movie that you can all rewatch as well. It's one of those movies where it gives you a sense of nostalgia when you watch it again. I'm sure most of you have probably watched it in school. I think I first encountered it in school as well. And after that, I kind of, you know, watch it from time to time. Another Halloween movie, I guess I could say, is Edward Scissorhands. The thing is, though, I've never seen that movie. I've only seen a couple clips of it. But I did hear that it is a pretty good movie. Johnny Depp is starring in it, so I'm sure it's a very fantastic movie to watch. For those of you who haven't watched it, maybe go ahead and watch it as well. You know, Halloween is also a time where you could search up a bunch of movies related to, you know, that day. There's a lot of classics that are out You know, it's really, really fun to kind of binge watch a bunch of movies and really get into that Halloween spirit. And obviously, you know, Halloween, it has that spooky, scary vibe. And adding a little sprinkle on top is watching a very spooky film, you know, getting your goosebumps in. Another time, I will maybe discuss some Halloween movies / some horror movies with some other guests. I think that would also be a very interesting discussion, since horror movies, although they are very, very fun to watch, it also follows certain cliches. And through those cliches, that can possibly dilute the intensity and scariness of that particular movie. So I guess that would be a very interesting topic to discuss in another time. For today, there is another song that I would also like to put up. It is called Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. I don't know if anyone has heard this song before, but those of you who have, here is it one more time. For those of you who haven't, here it is for the first time.
That was Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. As I'm saying that, I know that today can be a bit stressful for those of you who have midterms, but on the bright side, it is absolutely beautiful outside. For those of you who haven't looked outside yet, look outside. The sun is shining brighter than before. Although that a couple days this week was very, very cold, you know, the sun is out today to warm it up a bit. So come on, go out, get some air, get some sunshine, and try to, as I always say, balance out that your personal life with your academic life and all that. Okay, I'm sure that most of you guys have probably heard this song, Somebody's Watching Me. As I was turning it on, I was vibing with it in the studio myself alone. So for those of you who have just joined in, again, I also want to mention one more time that there is a party going on at CITR tonight at 7:30 p.m. It's going to go till 10 p.m., so you will have a lot of time to come in. There's a gap where, you know, if you can't come in at the start, you can always come in later on. Our lovely executives have took the time to decorate the station with great, great creativity. It's really looking great, a bit more cozy. We've got a couple new furniture in. It's really, really great. So come on down, you know. And also I want to mention, for those of you who have a really stunning costume, come on down. You know, we're going to have a costume contest in the party at CITR today. So who knows, maybe you'll win. And I don't know what the prize is or if we even do have a prize, but come on down, share your costume. You know, a lot of people are going to be here, you know, seeing what you have to offer. It's going to be great. So come on down, enjoy some Halloween spirit time. You know, really get into that groove of the spooky and all that. I also, once again, want to give credit to Dongwoo Kim, who is an events executive at CITR. He is an absolutely lovely person, very, very energetic, very, very kind, and he was responsible for coming up with the Halloween party name, Scaryoki. And he came up with a bunch of other names as well. That was very, very impressive, honestly. It was very creative, but the best one we all voted was the name Scaryoki. And as you can tell, there is going to be karaoke tonight at CITR in the party. So please come on down and enjoy. So for today's episode, I am going to end a little early. There are some things that I would probably have to complete. There is going to be a party tonight, so I'm sure that there's going to be some stuff to prepare for. I hope that everyone is staying safe. If you are going to other parties tonight late at night, please, please be safe. I know that if you can get carried away with all that fun and excitement, but it is always very, very crucial to keep in mind that your safety comes first all the time. If you are going with different people, I guess that's going to be a bit more safer. If you are coming back home, please come back home safe. You know, taking the safest option is always better because we always don't want to have fun and end with a terrible note. So please be safe, everyone. For those of you who are coming down to the station, come on down. It's going to be a very exciting time. I hope you get the time to come down. I guarantee you are not going to regret it. And as I mentioned, if you are not able to attend this event, there are going to be a bunch more throughout the term. So keep an eye out. I will shout out every single event that we will be holding at CITR and Discorder. And I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of the day. Bye-bye, everyone.